Pip, the story of Olive. Written by Kim Kane and read by Miranda Nation. Olive Garneau looked ever so slightly like an extraterrestrial, a very pale extraterrestrial. She had long thin hair which hung and swung, and a long thin face to match it. Her eyes were pale green and so widely spaced that if she looked out the corners of them, she could actually see her plaits banging against her bottom. Olive's eyelashes and eyebrows were so very fair that they blended right into her forehead, and people could only spot them if the sun caught her at a strange angle. When she stood, her feet turned out at 160 degrees, like a ballerina in first position, and her shins were the exact colour of chicken loaf. It went without saying that Olive was the most peculiar-looking girl in Year 7. But what happened to Olive Garneau was not because she looked ever so slightly like an extraterrestrial, even a very pale one. "Your mum go and bleach you, did she?" said the baker every time Olive went to buy buns. "Those arms would burn in 2 minutes at the beach." The baker always laughed, and Olive always flushed puce to her hair roots. Olive liked to buy buns 6 at a time, even though she knew that 5 would probably be tossed into the compost after they'd gone splotchy in the bread bin. Olive liked the baker to think that she might just be collecting buns to take home to a family full of children and noise, a family like Matilda Graham's. Mrs. Graham doesn't buy her buns, she bakes them, and she certainly doesn't let them go green in the bread bin, Olive would mutter near Mog. How else would penicillin have been invented? Mog would respond, nursing a gin and tonic headache and willing to embrace mould. Mog was Olive's mum, and Olive called her Mog because that's the sort of family they were. But Olive called her mum at school, the same way she sometimes made her own sandwiches rather than buying them from the tuck shop, and then pretended that Mog had prepared them instead. Olive would say, rather too loudly, "Gross! Mum's given me cheese and gherkin spread again!" Nobody took much notice, except Matilda, who knew but didn't say anything. Matilda Graham was Olive's best friend. Olive liked Matilda. Matilda liked tuck lunches. Matilda was one of the only friends Olive had ever brought home. Olive lived out in the sticks, or so Matilda's mum grumbled when she dropped Olive off. While Matilda could walk to school, Olive faced a 3-tram ride or a taxi. But it wasn't just distance that made Olive reluctant to bring anybody home. Olive and Mog rattled around in a ramshackle house with 5 bedrooms, a drawing room, a sitting room, a morning room, 2 studies, a billiard room, a cellar, a scullery, and a room with no name that had bars on the windows because the family before them had collected stamps.